Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelier filling in for Christian Garrick along with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert. On the line with us now from the host of Hard in the Paint podcast, David Grubb. Dave, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
How you doing, Mike? Good to talk to you, Bobby.
Great to talk to you, Dave. Get your take a little bit, man. Certainly the big news with Brandon Ingram. Not that that's a surprise. I think everybody felt.
Yeah, they were going to pay him.
They were going to pay Brandon. But kind of get your intake a little bit on, man, last week, draft night, Joel Myers is on with us, and he said, guys, I'm telling you, it's a three-way trade with the Drew Holiday deal. Now, he said, I don't know all the details, but there's a three-way situation here, and they're going to bring in a veteran player. We didn't know that veteran player was Steven Adams. And so your thoughts on bringing in Steven Adams, also to the addition of Eric Bledsoe coming in the Drew Holiday trade. But Steven, man, he's the enforcer in the paint. And something that this basketball team has needed to have that big guy. And, you know, he looks like he's 35 years old, but he's in his mid-20s. He's 27 years old. Man, I think that's a really good deal, and he brings a lot of experience, toughness, and physicality to this basketball team.
I mean, you guys know every championship team, no matter what the sport, whether it's football, whether it's baseball or basketball, is built up with strength up the middle. And the Pelicans had no strength in the middle last season. Derek Favors tried, but he was a shell of himself and just wasn't able to defend the paint. You also saw how far Jackson Hayes, how far Zion Williamson had to go as rim protectors. It's not just blocking shots. Rim protection means people don't want to come near you. And Steven Adams is the kind of guy who sets those bumps when people try to come across the paint. He's a guy who will screen hard on offense. You know, he was one of those, I mean, he had double-digit screen assists on so many occasions. And when people kind of, you know, try to downplay that number, when you have a team like the Pelicans where you have Brandon Ingram, who is a great one-on-one scorer, that screen is the difference between that one extra step getting on his defender so he can get into the lane. That screen is one more step for Eric Bledsoe to come around and be able to throw a lob to Zion Williamson. It's one more step for somebody to be able to relocate and get an open three. So those are very important. And we've known for multiple years that the Pelicans have been one of the worst teams at setting picks and moving. Steven Adams, that's what he does. And he keeps people off the glass as much as he rebounds. Russell Westbrook doesn't become Mr. Triple-Double without Steven Adams clearing out that area. So you think about the number of defensive possessions, and Stan Van Gundy has said it, closing possessions is his priority. That means somebody's got to pull that board off the defensive glass and then push it. Lonzo Ball can do that. Zion Williamson can do that. Steven Adams is going to make their lives easier. And people, you know, don't worry about that $28 million this year. They added the two-year extension at $17.5 million per year, roughly. That's going to be fine in this market. And if it doesn't work, it's an easily tradable deal. But like you said, he brings toughness. He's a guy who's going to show up and work every day. And for a team that still has a lot of guys under the age of 25, you need to see a professional, a guy who's been to conference finals, a guy who's played in big games over and over again, and who is not going to back down. And if you're going to be won't bow down as your slogan, Stephen Adams is a good guy to build off of that.
Now, David, I'm glad we have you on now because I wanted to ask you your opinion about Coach Van Gundy. And I can tell you right now, I think we want to support a winner. Listen, if you're in a shootout and it's 132 to 128 and you win, I think we're all for that. But I think we'd also be for a game that might be 96-92 as long as we win. And so just talk about from a defensive standpoint how this team could be different. And you talked about Adams bringing him on board. But the bottom line is whatever the formula – we just got to win. Then you get that support in the Smoothie King Center.
Absolutely. The Pelicans have been one of the most mediocre home teams. If mediocre, I mean, last year they aspired to be mediocre at home.
You're right.
And that, you know, and that comes with people not being afraid, you know, to play them. Look, you got, but when it changed in the dome, when it went from people being fine with walking into the Superdome every Sunday.
Right.
To people being intimidated by walking into the Superdome. That's, you already had 6 points up on people.
Yep.
You know, that's, it has to mean something when people come into the Smoothie King Center. I think that's what Stan Van Gundy is going to bring, an edge. The fact that he says, I'm going to demand excellence from everybody. That there is no excuse for age. There's no excuse for injury. There's no excuse for your timetable. Everybody's got it rough. We have to win. We have to be prepared to play anytime, any place, under any circumstances. That's what people wanted to hear. That's what they wanted out of this organization,
right,
to be defiant, to have that edge, to have a chip on your shoulder, because that's what it takes to get to that next level. And I think the other part is, the big problem people had with Alvin Gentry is that it felt like he wasn't flexible, that there wasn't an adjustment that could be made. We've seen over the years Stan Van Gundy has played with freewheeling offenses. We've seen him play with offenses that go through the post. He's developed young players. You know, he had Dwayne Wade as a rookie with Udonis Haslem and Lamar Odom and that team that came in and beat the Hornets,
yeah,
in a first-round playoff series. So we've seen him adjust to having Shaq, to having Dwight Howard, taking that team to the finals. And then even in Detroit, while they struggled to win, they were still top five, top 10 defensive team most of his tenure. So he's been adaptable, and I think that's an important part of the NBA, is not being stuck in a system, but having the ability to change up based on your opponent. That's why Bill Belichick is the GOAT of coaches, you know, because he's able to rebuild and reform his team. That's why Sean Payton kicks people behind offensively year in and year out.
Yeah, but two decades, yeah.
Yep. To attack the individual weaknesses of that opponent.
David, we got a hard break. We want to thank you for joining us tonight. Man, we want to get you back next week. We got a lot more NBA news to talk about, and we appreciate your time tonight, buddy.
Thank you so much. I'll be glad to do it again.
Right. Thanks so much, David. David Grubb does a great job. He's the host of Hard in the Paint podcast, so we want to thank him for giving us some Pelican information tonight. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.